So about a year ago, I had this very good one-night stand that I feel like covers all my favorite hookup bases, so I thought I would share. For a little backstory, I had matched with a guy on a dating app, and I had briefly messaged him, but we didn't make any, like, solid plans to meet up or anything. Like, our plans fell through. But a week or so after our initial conversation, I was walking to class for some imagery here. I'm very particular about how I walk to specific classes, so I was going straight down one road before turning left into the building. And as I'm walking down this road, I look up and I make very direct and very intense eye contact with someone walking towards my direction. And this guy was hot, so I was really freaked out. I don't remember if I looked away or, like, if I just blacked out. But when I got to class, I was like, hold on, do I know that guy? Or is he just, like, so distinctly my type? But at that point, like, I couldn't figure it out. But the next day, I was, like, working in lab, and I think I was, like, doing data entry. And it finally hit me that the guy I saw was that same Tinder guy. So I immediately pulled out my phone and I messaged him. And I was like, did I see you yesterday on campus? And he responded and said, like, LOL, yes, or something. And then we had, like, a little conversation and got caught up. And then he invited me over to his place. He said, given that we had technically met already. So I said yes very quickly. We settled on a time that night, and then I went back to work. So after I got home later that day, I did my pre-hookup routine. I showered, put on makeup, chose a very specific outfit, even though I didn't plan to wear clothes for most of our hang. And then I found the best bus route. One thing I really love is the walk from the bus to a prospective hookup's house. It's like refreshing, and it really helps with my nerves. But that night, I think I got lost, and I had to text him for specific details about his house. He actually lived right next to another guy I had hooked up with this other time. But that night, for at least like 5 minutes, I was convinced that they were roommates, and I was about to just back out on the whole thing, but they weren't. So he greets me at the door, and we go in. And we head to his room. Our hangout was, like, thinly veiled with, like, the guise of watching Netflix. But I'm a big school person, and when I got into his room, I saw on his desk that he was working on some, like, stats problems, and I really wanted to help him on a question. But turns out, though, I forgot how to hand calculate a lot of things. So we just turned on NCIS. We didn't even get, like, to the first scene of the episode before we just, well, he just, like, leaned down and we started making out. And then we sort of, like, stood up, you know, in that really awkward way while you're kissing someone who's significantly taller than you or shorter than you. And while you're both, like, trying to undress each other and move towards the bed. We did get to the bed eventually, and our first round that night was really intense. I remember I was on my back, and he pinned my arms up above my head. I remember just feeling so turned on at the idea of someone who looked as hot as him wanting me. So, like, I was wet before we even started anything. And then partway through, he started, like, slowing down. And I started to protest, which was pretty half-hearted because my hands were pinned and I didn't want to escape or anything. But then he looked down, like, directly at me and said, like, Elizabeth, that's my first name, open your mouth. And then my mind was, like, racing because I was like, what on earth could he put in my mouth right now? But that thought was also mixed with, does he know that, like, I want men to spit in my mouth, because I hadn't told him, I don't think, but Anyway, I opened my mouth and he spat into it. And it was so hot. There was a lot of eye contact, especially when I swallowed his spit. So after our first round, we just lazed around for a little bit. And then he flipped me onto my stomach and gave me a back massage, which led to a butt massage. And then he sort of ate my ass, which I will admit was delightful. And then I sucked a stick. I, like, knelt on the floor while he sat at the edge of his bed. I kept, like, wanting to touch myself the whole time. I was sucking his dick, but he wouldn't let me. And the denial just drove me crazy. I scratched up my thighs, just, like, the need to touch myself somewhere. But it was pretty worth it when he called me a good girl, repeatedly. Anyway, we fucked again. Super, super, super rough, really intense eye contact, which almost freaks me out, but turns me on. And then, of course, he spat in my mouth again. And then I got dressed and I walked home. The bus line I rode there didn't run that late. And then I texted him when I got back to my place, and he heart-reacted to my I'm home safe message, and that was that. I did see him again. That same path to class a few days later, but I'm so unbearably awkward. I veered off course and I walked on a different side road to class to avoid him.